Bushfires burning across eastern Australia have claimed more than 25 lives. They've destroyed around 2,000 homes and decimated treasured flora and fauna. The tourism industry has begun to assess its losses, which are expected to run into the hundreds of millions. In a visit to Kangaroo Island yesterday, the Prime Minister had this to say to would-be travellers.
Australia is open. Australia is still a wonderful place to come and bring your family and enjoy your holidays.
That's the Prime Minister speaking on Kangaroo Island yesterday, and their tourism industry has obviously been hit very hard by the bushfires. Tourism industry leaders will convene in the coming days to discuss how they can recover, as reporter Eleni Soltis reports.
With a record 9.3 million short-term visitors coming to Australia last financial year, the tourism industry had high hopes for the start of 2020, but the bushfire crisis unfolding across many parts of Australia has dampened those hopes.
Daylight has brought scenes of devastation in New South Wales and Victoria.
The southeast of Australia is under the continual threat of fire as conditions are set.
The ferocity of it was pretty huge, just the noise and the heat that came.
We had fires north, we had fires south, and we had fires to the west.
I'm lucky. Six of my neighbours aren't. One of them, Nara Bess.
We are moving people out by sea.
This is the most devastating, shattering day in my lifetime, in my whole life on Kangaroo Island.
A third of the island is burnt, and the area that it burnt is all the prime koala habitat.
And it was on Kangaroo Island where large parts of the Flinders Chase National Park were destroyed. The nearby $60 million Southern Ocean Lodge wasn't spared.
Well, it's catastrophic. The 21 guest suites, the great room, the back of house facilities are all completely gone. It's almost like they've combusted. There's just ash left where there was, you know, magnificent furniture and artworks. It's just, there's a few stone walls left. There's just nothing.
Hayley Bailey is the co-founder of the lodge. The blaze tore through more than 160,000 hectares, or a third of the island, placing threatened animal species at risk of extinction. The island's Visitor Information Centre and the Kangaroo Island Wilderness Retreat have been destroyed, and a local caravan park was also damaged. Visitors spent $123 million on Kangaroo Island in 2018, and the South Australian Tourism Commission was expecting expenditure to reach $168 million this year. Ms. Bailey says it could take at least 2 years to rebuild the lodge, and she hopes tourists in the interim don't walk away from Kangaroo Island.
There are still incredible natural attractions that were spared from the fire. I mean, I'm looking at some aerial images and down at Flinders Chase National Park where Admiral's Arch and Cape Border Lighthouse and Weir's Cove were completely untouched. Seal Bay Conservation Park is completely untouched, and the northern coast where, you know, there's some magnificent accommodation to stay, and there's obviously, you know, many other places on the island that are still, you know, truly magnificent, incredible wildlife. So Kangaroo Island, I mean, obviously there's many places that are closed for business, but on a whole, the island's not.
The South Australian and federal governments have this week announced an $11 million funding package, allowing some immediate financial reprieve for small businesses and farmers. On the New South Wales south coast, the tourism industry has also been brought to a standstill. Natalie Godwood is the Port Authority New South Wales Cruise Development Manager. She says she has already seen the effects the fires have had on the town of Eden.
We had a couple of cruise ships booked in during the peak of the bushfires, one the Nordam on the 3rd of January and the Regatta, Oceania Regatta, on the 7th of January, and both of them unfortunately had to be cancelled.
Ms. Godwood says those two cruise ships would have brought almost 3,000 visitors to the town.
So they would have come in at 8 o'clock in the morning and left at about 5 o'clock. So they would have had the whole day in Eden and the Bega Valley across the region.
So a day's worth of spending for the local economy.
Yeah, absolutely. Day's worth of tours, hospitality, coffees, retail, seeing our town, you know, discovering it, and also the opportunity, if they love it, to come back, which is what we're seeing with cruise.
Elsewhere along the south coast, bookings for accommodation are nowhere near where they should be for the peak holiday season. Julie Bamback is the manager of the Araluen Motor Lodge in Batemans Bay.
We've been offline with our computer system, and we're still trying to get that all up and running properly and up to date, so hopefully we will get some bookings. But my January figures, I hate to even think. It makes me feel sick thinking about it. We have to make our money in summertime, to carry us through the winter. This is a very seasonal area. I don't know what's in the future, to be honest. The only thing we're getting is cancellation, so it is really quite concerning what's going to happen. And I know that a lot of businesses have been affected by the fires. You know, we've lost quite a number of little shops in Mogo and, you know, beautiful Cobargo.
Ms. Bambach says the fires came just as the local council was ramping up its tourism campaign.
I do know that the Yoruba Dala spent a lot of time organising a new advertising campaign, and they really worked hard before Christmas and Easter. And I'm sure they've used a lot of their funds to try and get, you know, business running over Christmas and into the new year. And that's all been wasted, you know. So I think any funds that can come and help the tourism industry would be gratefully received, especially after, you know, what's happened leading into the winter months.
In the New South Wales Blue Mountains, devastating bushfires have been burning for more than 2 months. The ruined castle fire threatened Scenic World's infrastructure, including the iconic Sky Rail. Scenic World's Amanda Byrne says there were 115,000 visitors to the site at Katoomba in December 2018. However, last December, it was down to 65,000.
So we had a temporary closure at the beginning of December for 5 days. That was in consultation with the RFS and National Parks. Safety is obviously our number one priority there, but we reopened on December 6th and we've been open every day since then. But obviously once there is a closure, it does create a lot of misinformation, and I think that's been one of the struggles up here as well, is that misinformation around the impacts in the Blue Mountains. Obviously it's a very vast area, the Greater Blue Mountains, and there are many of the popular tourist areas are actually unaffected by the bushfires, and all the major attractions, hotels and resorts are open, but we just don't have the visitors to come.
The fires have come just as Tourism Australia launched a star-studded $15 million advertising campaign. But the rollout of the advertisement has been put on hold in the UK amid concerns the easygoing lifestyle depicted in the 3-minute fanfare is at odds with scenes of bushfire carnage airing on British news channels. Simon Westaway, Executive Director of the Australian Tourism Industry Council, agrees with the decision to pause parts of the marketing campaign. He says industry bodies, including the Tourism and Transport Forum, will be meeting in the coming days to discuss their recovery plan.
We do, however, think brand's going to have to be one of the topical points, because the brand has taken a hit. We'll wait and see what officially how much of a hit it's taken as these monitors come through. And what we don't want to see is people making bucket list decisions and deferring Australia as a future destination for now and in the future, because it's usually about a 6, 9, 12 month decision point. And so we're worried that this time next year we could be facing a bigger drop than perhaps anticipated in terms of people deciding not to come to our country.
Simon Westaway says the industry is yet to put a dollar figure on the damage the fires have caused to the tourism sector, but he expects it to be in the hundreds of millions.
Eleni Soltis with that report.